This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up? It's your boy, V, Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Coming up, we'll drink and toast in the weekend with a shot of the day. Then it is Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Damn, and we celebrate Palm Sunday on a Bad Choice Friday with the Divinals. Finals in I Touch Myself, taking on Cyndi Lauper.
What's that song about? Is it? She bopping?
Yep.
Yeah, that's what she bopping.
Palm Sunday.
By the way, I have to agree with the Divinals. She says, I don't want anyone else. You know, I'm going to touch myself. Well, the reason I'm touching myself is because I want someone else. Otherwise, I'm like picturing myself naked. Which makes no sense to me.
Absolutely.
Vote now if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. One of those two tunes coming up right after we drink a toast with the shot of the day. Now time for a few emails from the Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
And a couple from our question. If the best meal you ever ate was your last, what are you eating? Gentlemen, for a last meal, I would love to have my grandma's roast beef, mashed potatoes, and gravy one more time. Roast beef was tender. You didn't even need a fork. Mashed potatoes were just the right amount of lumpy, and the gravy was thick and flavorful. She's gone now, and though we tried to figure out what she did, she never followed a recipe, and it could never be duplicated. If I could have that one more time, I could die a happy man. That from Terry.
My grandmother did the same thing. Never wrote them down.
Mm-hmm.
And died.
Ciao, guys.
And died. Yeah,
best meal in Florence, Italy. Had some amazing food, but some big Florentine steaks, truffles, gelato, but the wild boar bolognese over penne. Amazing. The rich meatiness, the sauce. I still check to see if the restaurant is there so I can go again. Have a great weekend. That from Tony. Nothing wrong with some bolognese sauce.
No, there's really not.
And there you go. Back to boar. I wonder if it's boar.
Right. We're talking about wild pigs.
Why can't we shoot these damn things coming in from Canada?
I mean, we can. Bolognese. I just don't know if they taste good. You know what's odd? When we framed this question earlier today, before we hit the air, we see VD. And VD, as we say, sustains himself on like bird seeds and algae, right? Whatever, it's his diet.
Seaweed.
Yeah, I don't understand what he eats. I don't even know that it qualifies as food. However, we asked him this question, and the first thing he brought up was a steak.
Bruce Chris.
Yeah, he's like, oh,
I'll take a filet mignon.
And
like, first thing out of his mouth was meat.
Right, like, if that's what you like,
then eat it.
I will say, I remember the first time I went to Ruth Chris with a friend's parents. It blew my mind.
It's unbelievable.
The one in Annapolis, Maryland was the first one I ever went to, and I was like, this is like no restaurant I've ever been to.
Yeah.
Guys, afternoon, there'll probably be a few people with this answer. No, there wasn't. My last meal would have to be a McRib sandwich and a Shamrock shake from McDonald's. I always wished McDonald's would have them both on their menu at the same time. I'd be there multiple times, and so they stopped selling them. Dream big and just maybe it'll happen. That from the Elk Plain Drifter.
A McRib and the Shamrock Shake. Okay.
Gentlemen, if I had to pick my favorite meal for the last, it would be a lobster, a Dungeness crab, and a pound of shrimp boiled in Old Bay.
Yeah.
And have that served on a plate with some Brazilian barbecue buffet for the last meal.
Ooh, okay.
I'm going to go down feeling awful yet satisfied. That from Dennis.
Good call, Dennis.
as we move on to the birthdays. Guys, my beautiful daughter Madeline was born at 3:42 a.m. this morning. Can she get a pep talk from Coach Ted about getting her first poop out? Rock on, guys. That from Dave.
Here's the thing, Dave. I've seen some newborns in my day. You don't got to worry about her getting that first poop out. What you got to worry about is this small, little wiggly thing burping. I met an infant that wouldn't burp. Very weird. Mm-hmm. Seriously. They had, like, to get little, like, some kind of weird baby medicine to make her burp.
Yep. You know, it's funny because you love your kid, and when they're an infant, you still love them, right? Because they're this teeny tiny thing. But you know you have to burp, and it can be dangerous if you don't. And, like, you just want to go back to bed, man. Right. They woke your ass up. It's 4:30 in the morning. You got to go to work, and you realize you're muttering under your breath curse words like, listen, you little mother effer, you just need to burp so I can go to bed. Because if I put you down, you might die. Do you understand? Will you burp?
And at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, you get the whole bottle down. You're feeling good about yourself. You know you're really close to being able to go back to bed as this kid's going to go to sleep. And you put the kid on your shoulder, and you start burping the kid, and the kid throws up the entire bottle on your back.
Single.
And you start at square one again because the kid's still hungry.
Because they just puked on your shoulder.
That, I remember my buddy's kid, she couldn't fart.
Really?
Yeah, it was like somehow like the gas was just stuck in there.
So she wouldn't burp or fart?
Correct.
Wow, man.
Yeah, it was like a serious issue.
No, it sounds funny, but yeah, that's dangerous.
Right, and I was like, what do you mean it doesn't fart? They're like,
I love that you call babies it. What do you mean it doesn't fart?
She's like, it's a month old. Or she's a month old. Yes.
Guys, today is my daughter Ramona's 9th birthday. Can she get the Mixter and Goofy talking about the fun times we're going to have on our adventure to the Oregon coast next week for our little father-daughter time? Thanks, guys. Much appreciated. That from Dad C-Note.
Well, God. Don't let your dad fool you. You might have a good time, but it's not the same as visiting us in the world. Listen, if we have the time, we'd certainly visit you there on the Oregon coast and give you the full Disney treatment. But truth be told, Mink doesn't give us vacation time.
Well, the parks don't run themselves, and you people need to be here. I will say this, you're 9 years old now. It's about time you got a grown-up meal. Sure, you can get a burger, nuggets, but this trip down the coast, you get some stuffed fish. Crabs. Anything that looks expensive, Dad's got to buy it for you.
Guys, today's my cousin's 30th birthday. He is only known as Lukey Poo. Women love that Zebra D. He's half Trinidadian and half very white.
Zebra D.
How about some shotgun gets, a bong hit, and an inspirational quote from Miles? That from your favorite cousin, JT.
Get. Get. Get.
Keep in mind, Stan, on Friday, I've changed the inspirational quotes to Dad Joke Friday.
Oh, that's right. Dad
Joke Friday. Where I offer three dad jokes instead of an inspirational quote.
I'm going to see if I can not cringe through any one of them.
Okay. Guys, my friend was showering. Jesus. Take two. You can delete that from the podcast. So no one knows.
Act like I never had it.
Take two. My friend was showing me his tool shed and pointed to a ladder. That's my step ladder, he said. I never knew my real ladder.
All right.
Not so bad.
Dad joke Friday. My doctor told me I was going deaf. That news was pretty hard for me to hear. And finally, what did the ranch say when someone opened the refrigerator door?
What did the ranch? Ranch?
Ranch.
Yeah, okay, what did the ranch say when someone opened the refrigerator
door? Close the door, I'm dressing.
All right.
Guys, today is my cousin's 30th birthday. Oh, that's the same one. Shoot.
He didn't talk about the cash one.
Yeah. Guys, can I get a birthday shout-out to my husband, Andy Mack? He would love to hear from the Dirty Germans and Coach Ted, maybe something about WrestleMania and the Mariners. Thank you, guys. That from the lovely Kayla.
Yeah, Andy Mack, if you play your cards right, maybe Kayla can help you have a little...
Be quiet, German. This is Coach Music.
Yeah, apologies.
Shut up. All right, Andy, I know you. You're having fun. I'm assuming maybe he's going to WrestleMania or maybe he's going to a Mariners game this weekend. Either way, Andy, cash that ticket, all right? Your wife's a very nice person. She can watch the kids this weekend. You go out.
She hates you now.
You go to that game. You go to that Mariners game or you go to WrestleMania. And I got one word for you. Blackout.
Yeah, Andy Mack, if you play your cards right, perhaps your little bald head will have your own version of WrestleMania with Kayla. You could show the people's elbow located between your legs.
Yeah, she could be like the Undertaker and then rise back up again.
Yeah. Yeah, call your penis the Undertaker. Give it a minute, it'll be back.
She's back.
Good day, Bacholas. Want to give a birthday shout-out to my cousin, Michael. We are getting old, cuz, so give him a suck-it-up cupcake. Hey, cut that bitch off. A fart and some inspirational quotes from Miles. Much love, Beth from Manuel.
So, suck it up, cupcake!
Cut that bitch off! Next call!
Dad Joke Friday.
He's pooping glass.
You get three dad jokes. I once wrote a song about a tortilla, but it's actually kind of more of a rap.
Oh, God.
Dad Joke Friday. Today, my son asked, can I have a bookmark? And I burst into tears. 11 years old, he still doesn't know my name is Brian. Dad Joke Friday.
Not bad.
And did you know the French fries were not actually cooked in France at first?
No.
They were cooked in Greece.
Ah, okay. Well,
that
done.
Just makes
well
sense.
Done.
Guys, it's my 30th birthday. Can I please get some advice on how to have a good time from the Dirty Germans and Coach Ted? Fish sandwich montage, maybe. Thank you so much. That from Cameron B. with Ed Chimney Sweep and Masonry.
Can I get a filet of
fish sandwich?
So you know I got
I have a
right.
fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich?
Can I get a fish sandwich?
Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I want a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some your relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon. And at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
So you don't want a fish sandwich?
All right, turning 30. 30's a big birthday. Again, this is almost like a get-out-of-jail free card for you. You're turning 30. It's Friday. You can go out, act the fool, get tore up from the floor up, whatever you want to call it. And if somebody goes, hey, man, you're being kind of crazy, you go, it's my 30th birthday, back off.
Yeah, I think for your birthday, it's quite easy to figure out how to have fun. It's in the name of what you do. I'd give your old chimney a little sweep.
Yeah. So you know what else? You could open her flume and give her a little sweep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put the brush right up, Zach.
Yeah, it's a womb broom. Uh-huh.
Bitches, Yeti here. You guys are awesome. Longtime daily listener. Today's my 39th birthday, and I have to share my birthday with two of my ass friends, Anthony and Tony. They're a couple of chicken choking, you know what. I still want to wish them a happy birthday, too, so I'll take the Dirty Germans for all three of us. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, I'm glad that you bring up Dirty Germans and all three of you. It's the way I like it. We call it the four-way. We make what we call the human cube.
Yeah. Between you three and us two Germans, we actually have enough people in some room to make a video.
Yeah, we call it the German five-step.
Yeah. We'll do the work. You three stand in the back and just enjoy yourselves.
Dinosaurs, today my wife Melissa is turning 45 years old. She has stood by my side for what will be the 17th year this year. That sometimes feels like 20. She's my best friend, my rock, my most favorite person, blah, 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 blah. To celebrate her special
blah,
day,
blah, 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 blah.
Can I get a fish sandwich medley and the Dirty Germans talking about jigsaw puzzles, as that's her favorite thing to do right now. Thanks, guys. That from Jason in Marysville.
Can I get a
filet
of
fish sandwich?
So you know I got
I have a
right.
fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich?
Can I get a fish sandwich?
Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I want a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich.
Maybe
eat your relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon
and at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
So you don't want a fish sandwich?
Yeah, maybe if you drop ZG and add two Z's, that would be a better puzzle for her to put together tonight.
Yeah. The jigsaw is also what I call such penis in Germany. You can guess what parts is the puzzle. But together they come complete.
Yeah, makes weird shapes, but still a good time.
Yeah, you got to figure out a way to get it in there. This is the last piece.
And finally, for the birthdays, Ola Bacholos, please give my mother-in-law, Maria, a very happy birthday with Miles' words of wisdom. Maybe some the captain having fun with her on her 60th. 60th birthday. Okay, let's see here. Remember, it's Dad Joke Friday, so here we go. I'll give you a couple of them. Why can't you hear a pterodactyl go to the bathroom?
Because the pee is silent.
Because the pee is silent.
Right, yes.
Yes. By the way, I just watched a documentary about beavers. Best damn show I've ever seen.
Yikes.
Yep.
And finally, gonorrhea. would have been a great name for a diarrhea medication.
Gonorrhea. Ooh, well, ahoy there. Happy 60th birthday. Your woman is old enough to know what she wants, and the old Capitan is here to deliver. But I tell you what we do, it's the old sex move that the Captain came up with called the breakfast cereal. That's when I milk you on my crunch berries. Crunch berries.
All right, guys, here we go.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Beauty. Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweineflash.
All right, I think it's time when we go back in time. The last time that we played Ted versus the FCC, so if we could, let's go back in time.
All right. Cunning Connie Kent soaks her skunky, chunky cut continuously in Connie Kent's cut.
Three times fast.
Cunning Connie Kent soaks her skunky, chunky cut continuously in Connie Kent's cut.
One.
Cunning Connie Kent soaks her skunky, chunky cut continuously in Connie Kent's cut.
Two.
Cunning Connie Kent soaks her skunky, chunky cut continuously in Connie Kent's...
Oh!
The smell.
One word away.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
Oh, yeah. The in-sap last night was just not on doing Ted versus the FCC. We did straight up a crack party.
No.
Yeah.
Waste of cry.
Yeah. Because we knew we were going to give you a do-over.
All right.
In my world, we call this a mulligan.
Mulligan, all right.
In my world, they call this a breakfast ball.
All right.
So the first one did not count.
They get one in every nine holes or just 18?
Just one on the first tee as far as the breakfast ball is concerned. Mulligan, okay. That's up to you and your friends.
Okay.
Okay. Either way, it's the same as it was last week. And it goes something like this. Cutting Connie Kent soaks her skunky, chunky cut continuously in Connie Kent's cut. The way that we do Ted versus the FCC, one time through, then three times fast.
All right. Cunning Connie Kent soaks her skunky, chunky cut continuously in Connie Kent's cut.
Three times fast.
Cunning Connie Kent soaks her skunky, chunky cut continuously in Connie Kent's cut.
One.
Cunning Connie Kent soaks her skunky, chunky cut continuously in Connie Kent's cut.
Two.
Connie Kenny Kent soaks her skunky, chunky cut continuously in Connie Kent's cut.
Ah! No. Boom! Give me that thing, we'll retire it.
Yeah.
There you go. Big win in Ted versus the FCC. You are listening to the Men's Room.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Come to Men's. We'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Hogg. Some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, Krispy Kreme is bringing back pumpkin spice glazed donuts this weekend.
That was nice.
And this
I like the move.
Agreed.
You know, because pumpkin spice, everyone watches pumpkin spice at the same time. Like, cool, man.
Right.
A taste of fall. I mean,
we're going to show you that our stuff is really, really good. Baskin-Robbins
has a
new...
I mean, look, I'd go get one, but I fall for anything pumpkin spiced.
No, you're right. You're right. You feel like you're overwhelmed in the fall, but if you're going to do it now, I'm in.
Right. Baskin-Robbins has a new flavor, PB&J.
Maybe.
I'll go for it, dude. Honestly, I like the kind of jam flavor in an ice cream, plus peanut butter is already a win.
Sure, peanut butter's definitely a win.
Yeah.
It's the jam that scares me.
Well, because you don't know what jam it is. Jam is very arbitrary, and my guess is it's probably going to be a raspberry.
Probably.
Right, that's kind of your standard jam flavor is a raspberry.
But are they using bits of jam, or is it just flavor?
You know, I know Baskin-Robbins are using bits of jam.
See, that's what freaks me out.
Ted's doing the work.
Yeah, I had
Ted
to look
is
it
already
up.
On it. My God.
Peanut butter flavored ice cream with sweet grape jelly ripple.
Ooh.
Maybe.
I'd try that for sure.
All day, baby.
Really cold jelly. I'm just not down with, ice cream cold.
Okay.
And I'm just one of those weird guys.
I think it's like when you get ice cream that has like caramel in it.
Okay.
Like it should stay the same consistency.
Sure.
Caramel does. Jelly, I just don't know. Because I don't know if it goes from like jelly to like gummy bear thickness. Which right. I don't want in my mouth when I'm eating ice cream.
Okay. China is giving college students a week off to, quote, go fall in love because of the plummeting birth and marriage rates.
Well, it ain't about love.
That's exactly right.
I mean, look, you can get anyone pregnant. Get some ass. You know what I mean?
They can't come out and say that. Take a week off. Go get you some ass.
And I don't know if China knows this. They're in college. They're already working on this.
Well, they're saying that they're not. That's the whole thing, is that the birth rates are down.
You're having a plummeting birth rate. I understand. You already have 1 billion people, so it's not like you're in danger of evaporating off the earth.
Yeah, right.
Just for starters. But that said, they're college kids. They're not trying to have kids. They are trying to get laid, but they're not trying to have children. So even giving them the week off, they're like, no, we get it.
Right.
Thanks.
We're good.
Right. We're not trying to bring more kids.
We will definitely, quote unquote, try.
Right.
We'll put in the good
effort.
Failed
again. Oh, it doesn't go there. My bad.
Oh, no.
I kept trying.
The pipes don't connect. Damn it!
Physically, I can't get pregnant this way.
Perfect.
I mean, physically, I can't get pregnant anyway.
Right.
That means you might as well go ahead and do it.
Oh, no. A new study claims people buy less booze when stores have a sale on non-alcoholic beverages.
When stores have a sale?
That
never really affected me.
I don't think it's like an NA beer. I think it's just like, hey, soda pop is up. Soda water like LaCroix are up. So they're buying less alcoholic beverages if there's a sale on a non-alcoholic beverage.
But you have to wonder how those stats are accumulated, right? So if it's my wife's going to the grocery store, being that we have kids.
Sure.
Right? And whatever it is they drink is on sale, yes, she will probably buy that. If it's just me and her, she'd come home with booze and be like, oh, you never guess it's Coke's on sale.
Right.
But I didn't buy any.
A phrase was mentioned today that you always know what it means, but you might not know where it came from, and that does bring us to...
Uh-oh. The Men's Room Top 10! The Men's Room Top 10! 10
origins of commonly used phrases. I've got one for you. Nice girl, but about as sharp as a sack of wet mice. The origin, 1951. Looney Tunes, specifically Foghorn Leghorn.
Oh, yeah.
And just what does the phrase mean? It means you're stupid.
You know, Foghorn Leghorn did, he had some great ones. That boy's about as subtle as a hand grenade and a bowl of oatmeal.
He did. Yes, he did. Now, we actually did cover a little bit of this subject on an episode of Nothing in Particular. That is the Go Live that Thrill and I do on Fridays at 1 o'clock. New episode available now on the Men's Room page of the Odyssey app. Thank you for listening and thank you for tuning in. We will be back next week on one. But these are 10 origins of commonly used phrases. I'll give you guys the phrase and we'll see if you guys can know where the origin is.
Right.
At number 10, pull out all the stops. We know what that means. You're kind of giving it your all. You're not holding anything back. What does it mean? Where does the origin of pulling out all the stops?
I'm going to guess... either like racing or maybe something with the aircraft industry. I don't know.
I'm going to say there are doors on a dam.
Ted? All right, I was going to say something to do with a tub or a sink.
So you guys are fairly close. It's not a dam, but the phrase is a much older meaning, though. It relates to a pipe organ. The word stops refer to the stop knobs on a pipe organ, which, relates to sound. So if you're pulling out all the stops, you're opening that bad boy completely up.
And you know what? Pipe organists, they never get enough credit. And here they are in pop culture.
Right. Put a sock in it. We know what that means. It means to shut up. But what is the origin of the phrase putting a sock in it?
I don't have condoms, but I'm really horny. put a sock in it.
Again, maybe like a drain?
Honestly, it's
get
literal.
It to stop working?
It's literal. It's believed to originate in Britain sometime in the early 20th century, and the phrase was used to imply sticking a literal sock into mouth to help quiet a person if they were being rowdy or annoying.
All right. Oh, the good old days.
Right.
I can't shut up. Eat my sock.
How about go bananas? You're going crazy. How did we get that phrase, going bananas?
Going bananas.
Jane, good old monkeys,
they eat them all.
It may have derived from the slang term to go ape from the 1950s. There may have been a connection between apes and bananas that helped the new phrase take off. Several theories try to explain the origin, such as the mental patients eating bananas to help their brain. To be honest with you, it's a little bit convoluted. It's one of those that just sort of appeared and people just started using
it. You just take right.
All right.
To butter someone up. It's to cozy them up, and you're probably not being all that truthful with them. But what does it mean to butter someone up?
A cannibal preferred butter on his victims.
And I'm guessing it's kind of like extra, like you're putting butter on bread because butter was expensive.
Or butter makes things taste better.
The origin of the common phrase dates back to the ancient India, where it was customary to toss ghee butter balls at sculptures or different divinities during worship. Ghee is clarified butter that has been strained to remove all water. The butter balls were supposed to help them secure favors from the gods, such as a good fortune and health.
Well, there is no god that has ever existed that did not want to be pelted with butter.
That is exactly that right.
Fact.
I mean, that's kind of a cool thing, though. Is that where we get butter ball from? When you say butter ball, I think turkeys and Thanksgiving.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, possibly.
And a wrestler.
To be honest with you.
Butter bean.
Butter bean.
Butter bean.
Fighter.
Never mind.
Bite the bullet. Mr. Hill, I know that you. We actually covered
this one. Yeah.
I know this one.
What you got, Ted?
It's like old school. I'm getting something amputated.
Yep.
Bite the bullet to deal with the pain.
Right. You were absolutely right.
Yeah.
If you were lucky, you got a strip of leather or maybe a piece of wood, but if you had nothing else, you were biting down on that bullet. Just
in American healthcare, how much would it cost? So they say, we're going to give you anesthetic. Hey, man, you got a bullet I can bite? Well, you can, but it's an $8,000 bullet.
It very likely would be.
I mean, like, look, it looks cool. It's like, drink some whiskey, bite on this wood. You're like, all right, I wish, like, when I go into the surgery, they give me a shot of whiskey. But also, it's like, nah, I'll take the real anesthesia. Just get it done.
Like, people say it looks cool because you recognize the guys are tough. But one of the worst situations to be in is when you're tough by necessity.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, man, you see him fight off that bear? I did. And that was tough. He didn't want to do that.
That's correct.
Not a, right? You know what I mean? He bit the bullet and chopped off his arm. Like, it sucked.
Right.
This,
yeah.
This is not a brag point.
This
like,
was
right,
not
you're
fun.
Tough because you had to be.
How about number five? These are the 10 origins of commonly used phrases. Sleep tight. Does anybody know where we get the term sleep tight?
Is it from the way you make your bed so the sheets are tucked in?
I would think maybe I'm like camping or like fighting a war and I got a sleeping bag and it's like keep it tight so bugs don't get in there.
So some rumors have said that the phrase originated from the tightness of the strings that supported mattresses. It's most likely due to tight easily rhyming with night, but that's kind of the closest that they could pull it from.
That would be that's a gangster thing to say. Like right before you kill a night, sleep night.
Rule of thumb.
Wasn't that a measurement or something along those lines?
How long the average person's thumb is, maybe?
So it does say the origin of the phrase is unclear. The first time the phrase popped up in literature was in a collection of sermons. It also showed up in Sir William Hope's The Complete Fencing Master.
Great book, The Complete Fencing Master, yeah.
Dodge, parry, spin, thrust, hop.
So, you learned that from Daffy Duck, don't you?
No, I took a fencing class.
In the 1721 Complete Collection of Scottish Proverbs, many believe the phrase comes from the English common law that described the width of a stick that a man could use to beat his wife.
Oh, that's right, yeah. That was... Every bit of research I've done, that is the conclusion they come to.
But it does say no such law was ever proven to exist. So
I believe that. You can beat your wife with a stick, but it can't be wider than your thumb. But it depends who it is. Like, if it's Ted's thumb, you're getting your ass beat.
Right? How about
you got thick thumbs, homie.
It's a thick thumb.
Right.
Still got to see my brother's thumbs. They look like big toes.
My ladies are scared.
Seriously, it's weird.
He should wear flip-flops on his hands.
Number three, son of a gun. Where do we get son of a gun?
From son of a bitch.
You know what? It's not too far.
I always
off.
Felt like as a kid, I could say, well, I was a son of a gun, and my parents wouldn't get mad. You say son of a bitch, you get your face slapped.
The phrase most likely came about some 200 years ago and was used to describe the son of a military man.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so, son of a gun.
Exactly.
That makes perfect
so
sense.
So literal, it's almost not exciting.
Exactly right. To run amok. You're going crazy. You're wild. You're unfettered. What does it mean to run amok? Where do we get that?
I don't know. Like somebody went crazy, somewhere rural. I don't know.
So the term most likely originated in Asia, where it meant, quote, a furious frenzy or rage leading to murder.
Oh, wow.
It's said to come from the Amuko, a class of maniacal warriors hired during power struggles in Malaysia and Java.
Okay, if you take the murder part off, not so bad.
That's right. Look out. But then the number one origin of commonly used phrases, one that we've all wanted to use today based on today's question, chow down.
Chow. China.
Dogs.
The dog chow.
So the two words together were literal in their original form, meaning to swallow food down someone's throat. These words were first seen together in a 1937 print, saying, you can ask me anything, but only after Williams and I have thrown some chow down our throats.
But you understand that the term chow
is dog.
Right. As a nickname for eating is honest to God based on the dog chow. That was eaten in China.
Right.
So, right, you would eat. Them, it's literally like, ooh, we're eating chow.
Exactly.
Chow time.
The chow hall, right? The
all those
chow
hall. Yeah, it's all chow.
It's all about a dog.
I don't think I say that enough.
What, chow?
Chow. Or just like going to get some chow.
You don't say it enough? Like, there should be a limit in your
a year to year.
I'm not going
to
say it 80 times a year.
Chow sounds better than what my grandfather said. This is some good slop.
Jesus.
Slop.
Most things sound better than slop.
Was he a military guy?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right. You're right. Like, nobody else says that slop.
Yeah.
But like, hey, you want to come over? I'm grilling. Like, now. Hey, man, come over, Mike. I'm going to have some good chow.
I'm in. How about some good slop?
Slop is going to be delicious. It's in a pot. It's hot brown. There's lots of it.
Are you going to a restaurant called slop?
Slop was derived from the term that the food made when it hit the plate.
The sound the food made. Right.
Exactly.
Look, either way.
I'm convinced borscht is named after the sound you make after swallowing.
If I invite you over for slop or chow, just know it's manwich. Just that's what it is. That's what it be.
A woman in Pennsylvania faces felony theft charges after stealing the most irresistible product.
What did you steal?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.